Hey, hey, hey. I know I took a break between this episode and the last episode. And you know what? I'm totally and honestly convinced that break was essential, not just because life was lifing and things were happening and the break was necessary, but my good Lord has been showing me some things that I just need to bring to the podcast, basically. And this is one such thing. I know in the past I've called myself a bit of a disruptor, interrupter, and I think this really does play into the work that I do as a change facilitator and transformation coach. Because it's only when we interrupt, it's only when we disrupt, it's only when we kind of put a new set of wheels in motion, possibly even in a different direction, that we get the change that we seek. And in this episode, I want to really bring to the podcast the reality of our obsession with the past. Now, the thing about me is that I've always been a bit of a curious person. My uncle was absolutely convinced that I'd become a lawyer because I was the one in the family who consistently and incessantly asked why, asked questions, was always wanting to know the answers for things. And he was so convinced that I was convinced that I was going to become a lawyer, and I actually studied law for a year and then I ducked out. I was like, here, nah, this is not it. And so, for me to be able to do work where I get to ask questions and to lean into curiosity, the idea of cause and effect was right in my court. It was so fun to play the game of understanding that if there is smoke, I want to know where it's coming from. I want to know what's causing it. And I want to know how can we put it out so that there's no more smoke. And so even though I was trained in NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and that was awesome and that was amazing, I was still veering to understand a little bit more. And that led me to train in rapid transformation therapy and to dive into the causes from the past that was leading to the behavior in our present. And I'm not gonna lie. Honestly, it has been a fascinating journey to see the links between childhood trauma and how they are showing up in adulthood, to be able to connect the dots and unearth root causes of issues, and to see actually how common the root causes are, even if the experiences in our past are completely different, but how the manifestation of those can come about quite similarly. But you know, something I've recognized in the last 3 years is how much we like to link past trauma to our current state of affairs and how we can spiral into a new set of limiting beliefs that we really don't want to shake off. And I know as I'm saying that and you're listening to that, you're just thinking, but Lienka, why would I choose to remain the way that I am? Why would I choose to not shake off limiting beliefs? That's not a decision that I would consciously make. And I agree, you don't consciously make the decision to stay stuck or to stay as you are or to remain with your weaknesses and to give up on yourself time and time again. You don't make that decision constantly, but there is an underlying unconscious desire for things to be the same for a myriad of reasons. But often I found that it's because it's just so much easier to blame our past. It's so much easier to point a finger and say it's because of what happened to me. It's because my daddy didn't love me. It's because I was abandoned as a child. It's because I didn't get the emotional support that I needed. It's basically easier for us to be a victim to our past than to take responsibility, advocate for ourselves, have that self-agency and make some often really challenging and uncomfortable choices. And I'm going to pause there because I know that everything I just said may have been triggering and it may have been uncomfortable and it may seem like victim blaming. It may seem as if I'm saying that we don't have a right to feel any sort of way and we don't have a right to be quote unquote damaged or we don't have a right to. I know that's what it's sounding like. And I'm here to affirm that's not what I'm saying, that it's not your fault. I'm not blaming you for being the way you are and having the challenges that you have. I'm not even shaming you or guilting you for that. I'm actually saying to you truthfully and wholeheartedly, I get it. My hands being raised as I record this because I've been there. I have noticed my own patterns where I have said, it's because of this, it's because of daddy issues, it's because I wasn't ABC, it's because this was lacking. I've noticed that pattern, and that's why I can come forth on the mic and say, this is why we do it. Because there is a level of ease in saying it's the past and being stuck in the past and only focusing on the past and linking everything back to the past and saying this stems from the past, rather than saying this happened to me, I experienced this, this was lacking, and right now I have a choice that I can make and I have self-agency and can advocate for myself and I can break the patterns and I can be my own interrupter, disruptor, and set a new wheel going into motion in a different direction for myself. My Lord has given me that capacity. Because when we look consistently at things in relation to their link in the past, instead of focusing on how and why we're keeping those things active in our present, we lose out. We lose out. And it can be a low-key justification and low-key cop-out, really, for what we do and why things are why they are, why we're struggling with certain things, what we're struggling with, etc. It can be. And again, I'm the first to put my hand up. Heck, if you could see my journals, yo, where I've noticed my own backwardness. Yes, that's a word in the Liyinkasani dictionary. Don't come for me if it's not in the Oxford one, okay? But I can notice these things in myself, and that's why I can be the first to say, yo, it's time for us to be really disruptors of our own mess and interrupters of our own mess and advocate for our next best version of ourselves and to not keep looking at the past, not keep looking at the past and wanting to notice where is this from coming from the past and where is this really stemming from, and instead asking ourselves those questions, those uncomfortable questions, how and for what purpose am I keeping this alive in my present and into my future in spite of what has happened to me in the past? And I invite you to get a journal out. I invite you to roll your shoulders back. I invite you to take a deep breath in. Listen, if you are driving as you're listening to this, please don't do this at the time of listening, okay? I do not advocate for that. Get yourself to a safe place where you can do this, where you can roll your shoulders back, where you can close your eyes for a moment, take a deep breath in, place a hand on your heart, lean into your body, and ask yourselves those real questions on paper, not just in your head, but doing it pen to paper. And you will see that the answers might be so profound, uncomfortable maybe, but profound that you've got no other choice but to make the next best decision for yourself. And what I want to say going forward, the way that the Leyinka Sani brand will be seen publicly going forward, we'll be less focused on what happened in the past. We'll be less focused on healing your past. I believe for me now, I'm breaking away from that. And this is the public admission of that, that I'm going to be moving away from that. And there are, mashallah, amazing practitioners, therapists, people who you can talk to, who you can work with, who you can unpack your past with, who do amazing work that you can do that with. And I believe that there is still a place for that. And there is a place we reach where we've done all the unpacking and we notice that we're still telling ourselves the same nonsense stories, and it's time for us to make a change. And those are my people that I'll be working with. Those are the ladies that I'll be focusing on, those who are at that stage. And if you're not there yet, that's cool. Do the unpacking in those places, in those spaces with the professionals to do that. But I know that where I am at right now, who I am speaking with in terms of the work that I do, whatever that looks like, and the work that I will be focusing on will be more forward-facing and future-focused and pattern interrupting and pattern disrupting, as opposed to let's find out where this stemmed from and let's go and look for the cause of the fire. And instead, how are we still keeping the fire alive, yo? And how could we choose to put the fire out and do something different?